a minute. Fun Phone production number 73. Can you believe we've done 73 skits? Stu goes to the movies, and here we go. Quiet. It's time for a Fun Phone skit, starring the entire Fun Phone gang. Stu, Fluke, Uncle Jeffy, and Evelyn.
This week's tape, written by Herbie the Nerd.
He knew the battle was over when Ramit pulled out his sonic ray blaster.
Jeffy, what pray tell are you reading now?
I'm not reading any pray tell. I'm reading my latest Roger Ramit comic book.
Hey, I thought you gave up comics for life after having that crazy dream about being Captain Jeffy.
Yeah. Hey, I never told you about that dream, Stu.
Oh, yeah, that's right, you didn't. Well, how about going out to a movie tonight?
Sorry, Stu, I don't date boys.
Listen, you waxy yellow buildup. I thought we could go see a good film tonight. Come on, how about it?
No thanks, Stu. I just ordered a pizza so I don't have to fix anything for dinner. I'm just going to relax tonight.
Well, I'm bored. I'll go by myself then.
Say, Stu, that's the doorbell. The pizza man must be here. Would you go to the door and pay him? Here's the money for the dough.
Oh, you reject from Gilligan's Island. Give me the money and I'll get your stupid pizza. Here you are, my man. Now goodbye, and don't take any wooden anchovies.
Hey, where's my tip?
I just gave you one. Now get out of my house.
Say, do you know a guy named Perry Raisin?
No, thank God. Now get out of here. Beat it.
Everybody remembers Shokas. Everybody.
Thanks for getting the pizza, Stu. Let's have some.
Everybody remembers Shokas. No one ever remembers Fun Phone.
Would you stop mumbling, Stu? Have some pizza before it gets cold.
Oh, Jeffy, look at this thing you call a pizza. The crust is at the bottom while the rest is stuck to the top of the box.
Well, it is a little gooey. Why didn't you give that guy a bigger tip? Then we might have gotten a better pizza.
Oh, shut up, Jeffy. This is the last Straw Hat Pizza, pals. I'm going out to the movies before this night is a total ruin. Say, this is a good horror movie.
What's it called? The Autobiography of Miss Stu Funphone?
Well, listen, Jeffy, this is a good horror movie.
So is your biography.
All right, Jeffy, do you want to see The Sexorcist or not?
What? A porno film? You better believe I'm going. I'll see anything with that lot of bust in it. Let's hurry.
Wait a minute, Jeffy. I didn't know this was a porno film.
It sure is one. Look at that rating.
Wow, this must be a real doozy, too. Rated XXX, no one under 48 admitted without the National Guard. Hey, we can't get in. I'm not even 30 yet.
Aw, Stu, that ad is only a joke to get people interested in the film. We can get in, all right? Don't worry.
Well, we better hurry. The theaters close in a few hours. Let's go.
Jeffy is here, lot of bust, and I'm gonna see every naked inch of flesh on your body from your...
Jeffy, will you shut up? You're making me nervous!
All right, Stu, I'll calm down. Let's get the tickets.
Yeah, I've never been in an Alley Cat theater before. I feel sort of guilty being here, but it's better than eating stale pizza back at my apartment.
Stop mumbling, Stu. Get your ticket and let's get some good front row seats.
Wow, this place is packed. There sure are a lot of hornies in this place.
Yeah, Stu, and we're two of them. Oh, boy, here's a great couple of seats. Now I'll see Lotta and her famous bust up real close. Oh, boy, here comes the film. Come on, start it already. Hurry.
You've gone nuts, Jeffy.
Oh, boy, Lotta bust. I can't wait for her to come on. Oh, boy. Lotta! Oh my God!
Jeffy! Jeffy, what the hell are you getting so crazy over? It's only an LA Times commercial!
Sorry, Stu, I couldn't help it.
Okay, Jeffy, just control yourself. Sheesh!
Oh my God! Here comes the film! Oh! Oh, that Lotta bust! What a body!
Jeffy, stop it! Will you calm down?
Oh, my God!
Calm down, Jeffy! Calm down!
Oh, my God!
Calm down, will you please? Here comes the usher!
Excuse me, do you fellows mind moving over a row? This gentleman had the seat reserved.
No, it's all right. Come on, Jeffy, let's move up.
Well, I do thank you fellas for moving up a row, but I wish you didn't have to drool all over the seat like that.
Hey, Jeffy, we happen to be sitting in front of Jay Longhorn Spaz, the richest Texan in Texas.
Who cares? Let me see Lada bust first, and then I'll look at your millionaire. Oh, boy, there's Lada. She's going to do her famous orgy scene.
Orgy scene? Wow.
Say, this film is a little raunchy. I thought this was one of those little whore gyms, not a dang rowdy porno flick.
Look, Stu, Lada's undressing. Look, she's in bed with an ostrich. I can't stand it. I'm going to faint.
Jeffy, you make Hugh Hefner look like Al Bernay.
I can't help it, Stu. I can't help it.
Well, brush my teeth and call me Smiley if this ain't the ding-blasted raunchiest movie I ever did see. Look at that. My own daughter is spreading her legs. My daughter! I said she could be in pictures, but not this type. She never said she had measurements like that. Wow! My daughter has a body like that. I can't believe it. I think I'll marry her.
Sir, you are making quite a fuss. The other people can't hear each other pant. Sir, unless you drool, you cannot remain in this theater.
Well, you can let all these other perverts know that I'm leaving. And I'm leaving now. I never thought my own daughter would stoop so low as to go into these porno films and not let me watch during filming. Goodbye.
I can't stand this any longer. There isn't even a monster in this film. Let's leave, Jeffy. Jeffy!
Stu, we can't leave now. Lada Bust is about to do her bend-over act. It can't be topped in any topless, bottomless bar in the whole country. Look at that, Stu! Look! Look!
Jeffrey, will you stop drooling all over me and your mucus? I'm getting us out of here. This is embarrassing.
Wait, Stu. The film is almost over. I want to see the climax.
Climax? Oh, my God. This is unbearable. Unbearable. Why am I saying all these stupid puns in a porno theater?
Wait, Stu. The film is just about to end. Don't leave now.
Jeffy, I don't like being seen in here next to you, you stark raving sex maniac. Come on, let's go!
Gentlemen, if you're leaving, you might want to talk to Lotta Bust in the lobby. She came here for the opening of this film.
Lotta Bust! In the lobby? Oh, God, Stu, let's get to the lobby before she leaves!
Gee, Miss Bust, I always admired your, or the way you move your, I do think you're a great star. Would you sign your autograph?
Where?
Lada, we better split this joint. The cops are coming down hard on our company, and I think it's about time we got out of this country.
Where will we go?
I think we'll go to Argentina, where life is cheap. I'm changing my name first. How about you?
Oh, I'll come up with one. Don't worry.
Hello, Miss Bust. I liked all your films, especially the ones that you were in. I mean that you're really great in all your films, especially How to Stuff a Wild Playtex Bra. What the hell? How about a feel?
You, sir, are a drooling pervert with a pencil nose. Forget it. I wouldn't need to touch you if you're the last halfwit on the earth.
Well, I would. Lana!
Okay, this is a bust.
You'd better believe it is, hon. You want to feel it?
I'll take care of this one. She's putting up quite a fight.
Listen, honey, you're putting up more fight than my ex-boyfriend, Jimmy Carter. Hey, get off me, you slobbering sicko.
Hey, Stu, help me. These guys are taking me away. Help!
Oh, shut up. Here's a dime to call a lawyer.
Thanks, Stu. I'll call. Hey, I don't have a lawyer. I'll call the Mobile Monolith and see if they can get me out of this dilemma.
Hey, where's my tip for taking that banana nose away?
I don't give tips.
You know a guy named Perry Raisin?
Why do they always remember Shokas? Why?
There they are, officer. There they are. I knew it. My own daughter would leave me just to go into porno films. What's the dang world coming to anyhow? Officer, that's my daughter, Scarlett. She's underage for these films, and I'm taking her back home. Scarlett, I thought you were going to marry that fella named Rhett.
But, Daddy, Rhett don't give a damn.
Listen, I want you to stay in films, but I don't want you unless you let me have a front row seat in all those films, and I also get to watch it during film.
Hold it, Buster. You're more horny than the other guy I just had thrown out. You're coming along with us.
What? I don't stand for that.
All right, I'll handcuff you then.
But, officer, I just want my daughter, Scarlett Spaz, to be a good citizen in life and...
Tell me the sob story later, Mac.
That's it. Scarlett Spaz, that'll be your new name. Our first film will be Scarlett Spaz Does Her Razzmatazz. It'll make millions.
Not after I put you in jail.
Say, you.
Yes, Mr. Spaz, what is it?
Give me a diamond, I'll remember you in my own phony will when I die.
Okay, Hey, wait a minute, I loaned my last dime to Jeffy. Oh, no!
Oh, no, yourself. I'm taking you in for harboring a dangerous pervert and for not tipping me.
Oh, no, why do they have to remember Shokas? Why?
Puke. The part of J. Longhorn Spaz was played by Tim Mission Hills. Lana Bust was played by Evelyn. The usher was Fluke. The producer was Uncle Brucey. The pizza man was Alan West Los Angeles. And the policeman was Oscar Malloy. Stu and Jeffy portrayed themselves. This is Stu Funphone speaking.
Tipping.